Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Ayin Zayin. Ayin Zayin, continuing Hamochar Sasfina. We are on Ayin Vav Mabez. We're going to start with Amar of Papa, about six lines up from the bottom, where the next section starts. We're in the Sugya of Kinyanim, which we started already yesterday after the Agadata. At the beginning of the Perek, we got back into the Sugyas of various Kinyanim, as the Gemara asked, how are you Kona a boat? And the machlokas was between Rav and Shmuel about Kinyan Meshicha. Does Kinyan Meshicha require that you have to move the entire item for the Kinyan to be chal, or just to move it a little bit? Is there a uniqueness to the boat case? That was the 2 days in the rush. And we saw the rush problem later on. Is the boat case better? Is the boat case worse? Is the boat case the same? What came up in the sugi yesterday was the Kinyan of Mesira. Kinyan Mesira, which is giving over from the seller to the buyer, from the giver to the acceptor, giving over the reins, giving over anything, whatever's being transferred, that's the Kenyan of Mesira. So I mentioned that in the Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph, which has to do with also Amud Beis, Kenyan Mesira is on this whole blot, there's a machlokas whether Mesira is better or Mesira is worse than Meshicha. Machlokas the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, all of Mefarshim get into the act. So interesting, if you think about Mesira, it's better and it's worse. On the one hand, Mesira, the person, you get it directly from the giver or from the seller. He gives something to you. That's Mesira. That makes it better. It's stronger. It's more of a horaz bailus. It's more of a reflection of ownership, right? We've had a number of times already, including yesterday. Das acheres makne, when the other person is being makne something to you, halachically, so then that's better. So here, where he's actually giving it to you, or letting you take it, as we'll see, so then that is makes it better. But on the other hand, it's worse because there's no movement. There's no movement. I just take it, then I don't move, and I don't move the item, so that, on the other hand, makes it worse. That's how it could be better, and it could be worse. The number of machlokos about Kinyan Mosera, which would impact this as well, is machlokos in Rashi and Tosfos and Kedushin Daf Chav Beis, where this comes up, whether Mesira requires miyad liyad. Does it actually have to be that it's put into the hand? Rashi on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis in Kedushin says, Niknas ben Mesira, talking about a behema gasa, Ba'aleha mosrin osala lokeach, ba'afsar o besara, kidetanya leil, kidetanya mesira. Rashi seems to say that Kinyan Mesira is dafka miyad liyad, the previous owner puts it into the new owner's hands. And Tosfos there proves that no, Kinyan Mesira doesn't have to be, it could just be where he says, he's standing in front of him and he says, go take it. Take it. That's also Mesira. Meshicha is where I pull up, but I'm not giving any instructions. But Mesira could be if I'm here, and he says, Lechazegu Kni. So, explains the pre-moshe in Simen Chav Zayin. Again, the pre-moshe that I'm using, there are six pre-moshes out there. This is the pre-moshe on Kinyanim, one of the more contemporary Achronim, Rav Moshe Meir Sagal. He calls Rashi and Tosfos seem to be arguing whether Kinyan Mesira is like all other Kinyanim, like it's a regular Kinyan Dahainu. Tahabachal Kinyanim Nami, Bina Shiomar Lolechazegu Kni. By all Kinyanim, he needs to give some type of rishus to you, and then the kone does the maisa kinyan. Every time I do a maisa kinyan, I do a meshicha, hagba, chazaka. Once I'm given permission, I do a maisa kinyan. So that here too, hakanami sagi bahaki vlobina nami mesira miyaliyad. So like Tosfos says, it seems to be a more run of the mill maisa kinyan. Or no, kinyan mesira is a different type of kinyan. And therefore, it's not enough to say lechazak ukni. He has to give it to me. He actually give it to me and put it in my hand. So once that's true, though, because that's what Kinyan Mesira requires, that's how Rashi and others could say it's better than other kinyanim. Even though I'm not moving, but I'm getting it into my hand. So that is Rashi Lashitasa. Rashi holds, and some Rishonim here hold that Kinyan Mesira is better. Just one final machlokas, and that is a machlokas that comes up right here. Ayin of Avim Abayz. Does Mesira work birashus hamocher? So as we explained the Rashbam yesterday, and Rashi, that it works even birashus hamocher. That was the machlokas in birashus harabim. Does it work birashus hamocher or not? So Rashi Kedushin says, yes, it works even birashus hamocher. Rashi in other places, not here. Rashi says, perakam et kedushin, the kivet shemasa lo ba'av sarkana, ava bishlo mashcha, birashus mocher. Rashi l'shitasa, Rashi who says the Mesira is a better kinyan. Rashi who says that Mesira requires miyad liyad. That's because Rashi also holds that it can even work for Shosha Mocher. Masha Eken, according to the Rashbam here, according to Tosfos elsewhere, other Rishonim say that no, it could work in Rishus HaRabim, but it cannot work in Mocher. In Mocher, you have to be Maske Rishuso, like the Gemara said yesterday. So maybe that would work with the opinion that you do not need Miyad Liyad. It is not as good as other Kinyanim, because you don't move it. It's similar to other Kinyanim, but not as strong. Okay, so that's Kinyan Mesira, a number of points to mention. Okay, now let's continue with the Gemara. Here we go. Amar Papa. So again, we spoke about Hagbah, we spoke about Meshicha, Hagbah a little bit, Meshicha, and the Mesira. So later on we'll talk about Agav. But now let's get back to what we were talking about. Amar Rav Papa. We had the Machlokas yesterday between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, whether Osios Niklas be Mesira or not. If I have a star that says somebody owes me money, could I just give that over to my friend? And now he owns it, he becomes the Baal Ashtar. He could collect the Shtar, that's called Osios Niknas B'Mesira. Or do I say no, that what's also required is a Ksiva. Ashi Yichto V'Yimsar. I have to write another document that says I'm transferring. Do I have to give that other document over? That's the Machlokas between the Shach and the Nesivas that we said yesterday. Is the order crucial? That's what the Rizba quoted the Rashba yesterday, that it is crucial, but in the opposite order, that the Mesira has to happen first, and then the Ksiva. But that's all if it has to be written. Amar of Papa. Says Rav Papa, we're going to go with the Rashbam's reading and understanding of the Gemara. Haiman demazvin leshtar lechavre. Somebody wants to sell a shtar to their friend. Tzorech lemechtav le kenihu v'chol shibud debay. And I have to write a shtar that says you're going to it, and it meaning the paper and everything that's written in it. Meaning the Rashbam says, halacha k'rabanan. Right? That's what Rav Papa is saying, that the halacha is like the Rabbanan. That's what he means to say. Why didn't he just say the halacha is like the Rabbanan? Not clear. The Rush says, this line is not saying like the Rabbanan, maybe saying, even just according to the Manda Amar, they have to write it, this is what you have to write. That's how the Rush would read the Gemara. But the Rashbam says that, which sounds that way from the Gemara, because it doesn't just say halacha k'rabanan. But either way, the Rashbam says that Rav Papa is saying that halacha is like the Rabbanan. Amar Rav Ashi, Amrita l'shmaitza kamed Rav Kahana. I said the statement of Rav Papa in front of Rav Kahana. V'amri slayin, I also added on taima to kasav lehachi. The only reason that it works is that he wrote this. Ha lo kasav lehachi lo kani. Mashma, that if he wouldn't write this in the shtar, it wouldn't be kona. Meaning, if I would sell you a shtar and I would not write this, you would not be able to collect from the shtar. V'chi lotzer apit sluchisa hutzarech. I asked him, so what's he buying the shtar for? To use as a cork in a bottle. I mean, they didn't have corks in those days, so they probably used paper. They used a shmata for covering bottles. So what? Why else? Even if you didn't write it, what are you going to tell me? You bought it for a bottle cap? Answers of Kahana: yes. I'm really in. Let's serve. Let's serve. Very possible. So the meaning answer is that it could very well be that the halacha is. The question, Rav Papa said the halacha is like the Rabbanan, that you have to write it, but the question that Rav Ashi asked him is that really true? Right? Why else would he have bought it? So maybe the halacha should be like Rebbe? Answer is, says no, maybe it could still be like the Rabbanan, and there's a good svara that you have to be kosi vid, or else he might have bought it just to be a bottle cap. We've shown him here, bottom Tosfos, and the big discussion is selling a shtar. Again, this comes up many places in Shas. Selling a shtar, on what level is that possible? This whole discussion that we're having, that I'm allowed to sell a shtar, in whichever way it's possible, whether it's just bimisira, whether it's with Siva also, what is selling a shtar, and what level is that allowed? So many Rishonim, including the Rambam, hold that the whole concept of Mechir Shtaros is only Dirabanan. It's only Dirabanan. That's what the first line of Tosfos also says right here. Mashma, the Mechir, Mashma from a Gemara later on, the Mechir Shtar lo avi elemi Dirabanan. Meaning, mida oraisa, I cannot sell a Shtar. If a Shtar is written out to me, that's it, it's mine. The Rabbanan allowed that you could sell it and the other guy could collect, but not because fundamentally he becomes the Baal Ashtar on a Daraisa level. Me, the Rabbanan, we allow it. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, of Hilchos Mechira, Kinyin Ashtares Kederech Hazos, Midivrei Sofrim, Aval Minatora Ein Harayos Niknos, Elo Guf Hadavar Akoni Bilvad, just something that has inherent value. As the Gemara calls it elsewhere, Ashtar is not Gufo Mamon. It's like gufa mamun, and therefore it cannot be sold. That is the shita of the Rambam and Tosfos, and that seems to be the biggest raya for that shita is a Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara talks about a shchiv mira. Remember, Parak Bishemes is all about shchiv mira, ninth parak. A shchiv mira that gives a present. Are the yarshin allowed to be mochel? Can the yarshin be mochel? So the Gemara there seems to say it depends whether matna shchiv mira is da oraisa or da rabbanan. Whether it's Doraisa or Darabanan. If it's Doraisa, then you can't be Mochel. If it's Darabanan, they can be Mochel. So it sounds like when can Mechila take place? Only if the sale of the item was Darabanan. And we paskin that Mechila, we paskin that you could be Mochel a Shtachov. Shmuel said, if I sell you a Shtar, and then I Mochel it, that works. What does that show? What does that reflect? It must be that Mechila Shtar is Darabanan. That is what many Rishonim hold. That's Tosfos here, that's the Rambam. And that's what the Ritva explains later on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. Mechir Shtar is midrabanan. The ha ain sham davar misuyam sheyimacher o yitain. Sheyimacher o yitain. There is no specific item that you are giving or selling. It's a shtar, and it's what the shtar represents. But it's not the shtar itself. Va'asya mechila da'oraisa u'mevatla mechira derabanan. That is the shita of many Rishonim. Who is on the other side? The other side is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam here is alluded to at the end of the Tosfos, on the top of Ayin Zayin and Aleph. The end of the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, third skinny line. He's quoted elsewhere more in depth. That Ritva, later on, Kuf Mem Zayin quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Mechir Shtaris are Da'oraisa. You can sell Shtar on a Da'oraisa level, and you got to figure out a way how to read that Gemara later on. The biggest riot to this Shita is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara excludes shtar from ona'a based on a pasuk. Shtaris are included based on a pasuk from ona'a. So again, if you can only sell shtar to Rabbanan, what's the whole discussion? How can you say, yeah, exclude ona'a based on a pasuk? So how would you interpret that? So again, the Rambam and Uti'ime have to read that Gemara in a certain way. They got to figure out how to read the Ona exclusion. But the bigger problem is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why could you be mochel shtar chov? If I sell you a shtar d'oraisa, so how can I be mochel it? Even if mechila's d'oraisa, I sold you the shtar. So that's the chiddush quoted by the Ritva there, Kuf Mem Zayin, and the Ron quotes this in Ksubas as well to explain Rabbeinu Tam. Beautiful chiddush. And that is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two shibudim by every shtar. If I owe you money, there's what's now, there is a shibud haguf. There's a personal shibud that you have in me, and there's a shibud nechasim. Property. My property is lean to you, and that's like an arev. My property is lean to you. When Rabbeinu Tam says you could sell a shtar, he only means that you could sell the shibud nechasim, the property lien. That's the only thing you could sell. A shibud aguf, that's only personal. You can't sell that. So you could sell d'oraisa, shibud nechasim, but not shibud aguf. But the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, explaining Shmuel, that you could be mochel, a shtar chov, is that even though I sold a shibud nechasim, if I'm mochel, my shibud aguf, Memelo, the Shibud Nechasim is Paka. The Shibud Nechasim disappears because the Shibud Nechasim cannot exist without a Shibud Haguf. That's Rabbeinu Tam over there in the Ritva. I'll read it. Atam Yishum. Shamocher Shtar Eino Mocher L'Shibud Nechasim. Shein Ka'ar Arvin De Nechusoi Debar Inish. Inun Arvin Bey. Avo Shibud Shishlo Al Halove U Mitzvah De Ramye Alei Lefaro Lav Midi De Mizdavenu. It cannot be sold. Ela Sheyish B'Mechira Nesina Ke'ein Har Sha'a Sheyuchal HaKofer L'Din Ligbos Min Nechasim V'lo Matzah D'Memer Le'Lab Al Dvarim Didiya. You could sell it enough that the other guy, when the other guy goes to take it, he could say that I have to deal with you. Laficha kishachazar umachlo machol shibud aguf. V'niftaru hanachasim shehein ka'arvim. Shapoter es alove niftar ha'arev v'yafilu hu kablon. That is the shita of the Ritva, but that is the, quoting the Rabbeinu Tam, but that is the major sugya that comes up right here in the bottom Tosfos, whether Mechir Shtaris is Drabanan or not. That is in the background of this whole sugya of Osios Niklas B'Mesira. So again, back to the conversation, what happened? So Rav Papa said, if you sell a shtar, you have to write this whole thing. Kol shibud imei. Rav Ashi says, is that really true? What do you mean? He's buying it to be a bottle cap? Answers Rav Kahana, yeah. He's buying it to be a bottle cap. Latsur v'latsur. And therefore what? What if the buyer says, I didn't buy it to be a bottle cap. I bought it to collect with. And the seller says, I thought you just bought it to be a bottle cap. So the Rashbam says, bottom Rashbam, so it'll be a mekach tos. And the whole thing will be chozer bo. That's what you have to say. If the guy says, I didn't buy it to be a bottle cap, we can assume that he bought it to be a bottle cap if he didn't, if the ksiva did not write the kol shibuta ime. But if he tainas that he bought it to be more than that, and let's say we'll get to later on today, whether you could go based on the value of what he paid, what's called damim modim, whether that could work. So, the Rashbam says, there's bittul mekach. The Ritva just notes, what's the double lashon of latsur v'latsur? Yeah, double! Use it to do, for a bottle cap, latsur v'latsur. So that's the Ritva here, back from Kuf Bam Zion. The Ritva, Masada Rav Kook, goes throughout the Mesechtos. It's one big, one volume. So we still have the new Ritvas. So Pirsha Rishon, and what the double lashon? Denaka kefel lashon l'chizuk, u'lahotzi midibo sharavashi. Either it was just to be emphatic, latsur v'latsur, and then he quotes, no, it's specific. Mishum de Rav Ashi Savar, Rav Ashi, who complained and said we should hold like Rebbe, held kimitzara kavana v'halashon. Hayalana lomar de l'shibuda mashma. No, it's got to be more than that, not just to be a bottle cap, based on the language that that's used, and meaning even transferring of the shtar. What does the shtar symbolize? And based on the kavana. Laficha cheshev lo da adraba. Tekiva de lo hiskir ela kenilacha hai shtara latsur niskavein velatsur mashma velishna. Mipi Rebbe Harashba. I think it applies to the double lashon, the lashon and the kavana. Okay, so let's continue. So Amar Meimar, Meimar ends up the Gemara. Hilchasa. Osios niknos b'mesira. Osios are nicknamed b'mesira just by giving it over. This is our girsa, and that is why many Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Tosfos Rit, and others, hold that the halacha is like Rebbe. If you look in the Rif, if you look in Tosfos, second Tosfos right here, Amar HaMeimar, they have the opposite girsa. They have Amar HaMeimar, ein osios niknos b'mesira. Osios are not nicknamed b'mesira. They quote that from Rav Yehuda Igon, to ein osios niknos b'chalifin. Right, or the Beit HaTam Lurin here, the guards, any of those seconds, Sira, Karabana, the Hachi Yilchasa. So, when you have a machlokas, you can just, know what came first. They had a machlokas about what the paskah, therefore they were, edited the girsa, or they had the different girsos first. Either way, it's machlokas, what the girsa is. Amalei Rav Ashi Liamemar. Let's go with the Rashbam's girsa, our girsa, that it's the halakas like Rebbe. So Rav Ashi, then asked Amemar, Gemara, Osvara. Do you have a Mesorah about this from your Rebbe? That's what Gemara means here. You have a Mesorah that we paskin like Rebbe? Oh, Svara, or is there a Svara? Some are showing him to say, maybe we know the halacha, we usually have the rule, halacha k'rebi mechavei rov, velo mechavei rov. If Rebbe's arguing on a singular person, then we hold like him. If Rebbe's arguing on a majority, then we don't hold like him. So, is Rav Ashi asked, is this based purely on that rule that we have from Mesorah? And he's only or is there something more? Because here, he's arguing with the Rabbanan. So it's Mechavei Rav. So we have a Mesorah to go against that rule? Or is there a Svara? So Amar Lei Gemara. So Amemar answered, I have a Mesorah. Amar Avashi Svara Namihu. I think there's also a Svara. Why? De Osios Mili Ninhu. Umili Bemili Lo Miknin. Osios are not something inherent. As we said before, there's no something inherent. You're not acquiring an object, an item, and items with just if it's not an item, if it's just halachic words with words, that doesn't work. And therefore, that is why there is the svara given. You can't just write something; you have to actually give it over. You have to actually give over the shtar. We said maybe more, not only giving over the shtar, but also the ksiva. The emphasis, though, of Rav Ashi is that it needs to be given over. The ikkar is the mesira. That's what the Rashbam says right across. Hilkach maisa biyadayim dahainu mesira hu ikkar kiniyasan. Al shtar acher lo mahani. Another shtar is not going to make a difference. The ikkar is the giving over, and once you give it over, it's not mili anymore, and therefore it's going to work. Good. Let's continue for a little bit. Says the Gemara Velo, is it really true that giving that we paskin like that mili b'mili lo biknin, you can't just give over words a star with a star, right? You want to say one star you have, so it's going to work like you're writing over another star. Is that not going to work? But there are two kinds of documents. If somebody says to two witnesses, zechu b'sade ze leploni, be zoche on behalf of this person in this field, right? We know the principle of zachal adam shlobafanav, which we'll talk about hopefully soon, right? If somebody says zechu be zoche on behalf of plonis, that could work. automatically. But the he adds v'kisalos a star, and also write a star that I'm giving it to him. So zechozer b'shtar v'nechozer b'sada. He, the giver, could retract on the star. He could all of a sudden say, no, don't write the star. Don't write the star. I don't want the star to be written. What's wrong? So we'll see in the Rishonim in a second. But he cannot be chozer basada. He cannot be chozer on the gift itself. Right? So that is the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Chiya bar Avina mar Rav Huna. Shlosha shtaras hein. There are three shtaras. Trey hadam. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Amanasha tichtivu lo as a star. If I don't say, if he doesn't say just bizoche and write a star, but he connects them, Almenas, on condition that you give him a star, so then chozer b'mishtar b'mesadas. Then you're making the giving conditional on the star, so once you're allowed to be chozer on the star, you can be chozer on the sada as well. Reb Chiya bar Avin amar Rav Huna. Reb Chiya bar Avin quotes Rav Huna, says a different thing. Shlosha shtar asein. There's a lot to say, but let's just finish the whole sentence here. Right? Shlosha shtar asein. There are three kinds of documents. Shrei hadamran, the two that we said. If somebody says, give it to him and write a star, or give it to him al menas that you write a star. And then there's a third one. Idach im kadam mocher because of his ashtar. If the seller, let's say in a case where I really want to sell my property, I didn't discuss it with you yet that I'm selling it to you, but I want to have the shtar handy just to have so that when we're ready to sell, when I'm ready to sell and we agree, I'll have the shtar. So, im kadam mocher, because of the shtar, if the mocher wrote the shtar already, ke'osa shashaninu, like the din we know of, kosvin shtar lo mocher, afal pisha in lo kiachimo, you could write a shtar for a seller, even though the buyer's not there yet, right? Because the ashtar, as we mentioned in the past, is the das hamischayev. It's the das of the one who's committing. And therefore, as long as the one who's committing is there, it's good enough. So then, kivan shehechzek zeba karka, if I already have the shtar written, so then once the karka is gives sold, once he's machzik in the karka, niknish shtar b'chamakam shehu, the shtar is automatically given and nikna to the other person. Vuzui sheshaninu, and this is what we learned in Kiddushin, the Mishnah says, nechasem she'en l'machrayis, niknim im nechasem she'ish l'machrayis, v'kesef v'shtar v'chazaka, ? Right, the Mishnah about Kinyan Agav, right, the nechasem that are ein l'machrayis, meaning metaltzvlin, meaning shtaris, are nikna with nechasem that have achrayis, as long as you do the Kinyan on the karka. So what do you see from this whole discussion? This is the end of the question. We said before, what was the svar there of Ashi gave that you can't be kona ashtar with just mili? Mili b'mili lo miknin. But isn't here, isn't it being nikna b'mili? What are you giving the shtar over? It says the shtar is automatically nikna to the other person. So isn't this with mili also? There's nothing transferring the shtar? So the Gemara is going to answer what you're probably all thinking. What do you mean? This is kinyan agav. So we'll get to that. We'll get to the answer in a few minutes. But first, a few points on Amud Aleph. Discussions in the Rishonim. First of all, it says that in the first case, right, if you say bizoche in the sadeh and bizoche for him in the sadeh and then write a shtar, you can be chozer b'shtar v'ena chozer b'sadeh. Ask Tosfos, why can you be chozer b'shtar? What is there problematic? What's the negative, the downside that he would want to be chozer b'shtar? Right, if he's giving over shibudim now, he doesn't want his nechasim to be meshub because of the shtar. Fine, but here he's giving it be'edim, and we paskin that if you give something or you lend something, amal chayav be'edim, there's automatic shibudim anyway, even if there is no shtar. So ask Tosfos on the bottom. V'yim Tomar, kibbutz she'ain, it's considered that I am on Amud Beis already, just to let you know, for the record. V'yim Tomar, I'm already there. V'yim Tomar, kibbutz she'ain mazik lo klum, says Tosfos on the bottom, since he's not being mazik. When I give something over, but in front of Edim, there's no downside but having the star. The only good that this shtar would have is that the receiver would now have a raya that it occurred. So he shouldn't be able to retract on that. You can't say that there's no mishub, but he doesn't want mishubadim to kick in. Even without the shtar, like we had earlier, so why would we allow him to be chozerbo on the shtar if the only thing the shtar is good for now is to be a raya to the kona, so we should make him give it? So a couple of answers. Number one is Tosfos. Tosfos says Yeshlomar, no. De mafsid lefisha alidei shtar yotza kol shemachar. O Nasan. Maybe the reason is because if there's a shtar, it becomes more famous. Everybody knows about these documents, and then people are not going to lend him money because they see he's selling all of his properties. Oh, he's not going to have stuff to pay me back. So that's why he is allowed. Number one. Rabbi Natam, two lines later, says, it's a different shot. He says, maybe b'shtar, we're talking about a shtar matana here, not by a shtar mecher. B'shtar matana dafka mairi. And by shtar matana, a person would rather not have so many shtaris outs on him that he sold land. By matana, right, people are gonna realize that it's a shtar matana, they'll think it's a shtar mecher. And therefore they'll go maybe and be toreif. Even though you can't be Torah in these other cases, right? So, Velos Yisbush, Ustar Chov, Ustar Mechar, Vishibi Karkaosa, Velo Yiknu Baratsa Mimenu, Vishiyam Shiyitrafu. Similar answer, Velos Rabbeinu Tam. The Ravid in the Shita has a more fundamental answer. The Ravid says, no. When we said before that if you're Malva Chaveiro Be'edim, so then in that case, there's automatically Shibudim, it's not so automatic. Says the Ravid, this is in the Shita here. Dafka the kibil alav achrayis beferish. Only if he said it, then the witness is there. Then is shibudim. Avali lo kibil of achrayis beferish lo. What's the whole concept of automatic achrayis? Taus sofer. Beginning above Metzia. So taus sofer means the mistake of the written word. The sofer, and therefore there's automatic shibudim. If there are edim, there could be shibudim if you mention it. If you don't mention it, there's no automatic shibudim. So then it's obvious. Then it's obvious. Why doesn't he want the shtar to be written? Because he does not want to create shibudim. He doesn't want people to go to his people that he sold it to. The Ramban argues on this, and the Ramban quotes the Ravid and argues, but that is the shita of the Ravid. So again, various answers. How is it that he's allowed to be chozerbo from the shtar? The Rashbam also notes here, how can he be chozerbo from the shtar? There was a kinyan chalipin done here, l'chora. How did he transfer the land? L'chora, there's a kinyan chalipin done, and didn't we learn earlier on daf mem? That, second line of the Rashbam, kinyan bifnei shnayim bein sarach lomar kisvu, isn't it automatic? We discussed this at length on daf mem, that there's an affinity between kinyan chalipin and in writing a shtar, and it's automatic, that right when you do chalipin, you can write a shtar. Says the Rashbam, that's true, as long as the guy doesn't protest. If the guy protests, so then he can prevent it from going right into being a shtar. So again, that is discussions of the shtar. One other question that the Ravid asks on this Gemara, how could he be, in the second case, what's the second case? Almanas yichtavul was a shtar. Almanas, that you write the shtar, so then he can be chozer on everything. Because once he can be chozer on the shtar, he can be chozer on the item. Don't we hold that almanas is kamei'ach shabdami? Gemara says elsewhere, Almanas is kamei'ach shabdami. And therefore Almanas gets out of asmachta problems, just like Me'ashav gets out of asmachta problems. So Almanas is kamei'ach shabdami, two different types of tenoyim. So therefore, why doesn't it kick in right away? How can he be chozerbo? Even if he says Almanas. Says the Ravid, I asked this to many, many different Rabbanim, and they couldn't answer me. The Ravid. Right? When we meet Rabbanim, we should ask this kasha. Vavavastra ayin zayin. Says the Ravid, call Omer Amanas, call me Ashav Dami. Vekashyazu nischav to Aleha Rabim. And then the Ravid says, Vechipasnu lataris osa mitzadam acherim. I try to figure out an answer for this for a while. Viata nirali. Now I figured it out. I figured out the answer. He says, because here, it's a little different. Ki elu hazochim besade, bishvil oso ploni, shluchim the edim heim. Right? The no kinyan happened yet. What's usually almanas? I'm doing act A today. Almanas that it rains. Right? I'll marry to you today. Almanas that it rains. So the maisa is done now. Based on an almanas. So it's considered almayashaf. But says the Ravid here, nothing happened now. All I did was command you. Give this land, bizocha this land, almanas that a shtar is written. But there's no act that happened now. So until the shtar is written, I can decide no. I can say that I don't want anything to kick in. So the Ravid says this is not a regular case of almanas. That's the Ravid here. Okay, so let's continue. If we have time, we'll get back to the sugya of zechia and shlichus. But first, let us continue. So the Gemara asked the kasha, right? How could you say on about aleph that mili be mili Mili be'ili is not nicknit to each other, cannot work. You can't be kone a star with a star. Here you kone a star with a star. Answers the Gemara, agav shiny. Agav must be different, because here, in this case that you brought a ra'akasha from, that's not nothing for nothing. You're doing it through a kinyan agav. You're being makna the karka, and along with the karka goes the star. Dehamatbe, I'll give you a raya. Dehamatbeya delonikni bechalipin. What about a coin? Money. We had back in the fourth parak above Mitzia, parak Azov. Delo nikni b'chalipin, a matbeya cannot be nikne b'chalipin. You can't do a kinyan chalipin for it. The agavara nikni, but it can be nikne. Money can be nikne agavara. Where do we see that? Ki hadra papa. Habile trace alfi zuzi bechozoi. Rav Papa was owed 12,000 zuz in bechozoi. Ak ninu nihile l'Rav Shmuel baracha agavasipa de beise. So he sent Rav Shmuel to go get his money. He was worried, though, that the person giving the money wouldn't want to give it, because he'd be worried that maybe an onus will occur and then I'll have to pay again. So he made it that it was going to belong to Rav Shmuel. How did he do that? So he was marketing it based on the threshold of his house. Why didn't he just give a regular piece of land? Because he didn't want Rav Shmuel to keep it. He figured, what's the worst? The threshold of the house? So I'll unscrew my, the Adrama says, I'll unscrew my threshold and give it to him. Right, that he's not going to be able to retract. Just make sure that send him upstairs. Thank you. So says the So he said that's what he was makne through the threshold. Kiyasa, when he came back with all the money, nafik lape atabach, that he was so happy that he went out to greet him. But you see that matbeya is nikne agav karka. The big shaila is, didn't the Gemara know in the question kinyan agav? The Gemara knew that principle, so what is the Gemara adding by saying, oh, it's a kinyan agav? We knew that. So, l'chore, it seems clear that the Shakla Vataria is, how does kinyan agav work? How does it work? So it beautifully fits into this Gemara. We had in the past the Chakira, the Achronim. Does kinyan agav mean that the Maisa kinyan on the land is also a Maisa kinyan on the Metaltalin? Right, as if I did a Kenyan metaltalin on the a mice Kenyan on the metaltalin, or do I say no? The chiddush of agav is that once you do a mice Kenyan on the karka, the metaltalin do not need a mice Kenyan; they magically go with it, but without a mice Kenyan. So maybe that's goof for the Shakla Vataria here. In the question, they thought the second approach. There's no mice Kenyan. So you see, it's mealy and mealy. There's no mice on this. Answers the Gemara, no. It's Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav means there's a Maisa Kinyan on this. The Maisa Kinyan of the Karka works for the Metaltzelin, and therefore, that's the Shakla Vitaria. And again, this kid there, this explains a number of other machlokas as well. Could Kinyan Agav work to get something from Hefker? That's a machlokas achronim. Could you get something from Hefker? So again, you might say it's totally whether you're actually doing a Maisa Kinyan. Hefker definitely needs a Maisa Kinyan, right? It's not you, you have to show whose bialos it is. Masha'enkein, if you hold, if it's not a Maisa Kinyan, it's just magically, so then maybe you cannot be, use Kinyagav to be Kona something from Hefker. Do the discussion in Kiddushin. Does the Metaltalin have to be on the Karka? Does it have to be Tzvurin? Does it have to be Tzvurin? So again, this might be totally on our issue. If you say the Maisa Kinyan has to work for the Metaltalin also, then you might say it has to be on the Karka. After all, remember, by karka, I only do a maisa, I do chazak on one area, the whole thing goes along. It's considered like you did a maisa kinyan on everything. So too, the metaphor might have to be there. Mashayin kain, if you say, if it does not need to be tzvurin, maybe there, because it works magically. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara. Back to the Gemara, the Mishnah. Back to the first Mishnah of the Parak that we had back in the beginning. So when you're kona a boat, you do not acquire the servants, the sacks, or the antiki with the boat. My antiki, Amar Papa, iska de bagava. The merchandise. The merchandise that's on the boat, that does not obviously go with the boat. Says the Mishnah, Masdisen. Machar es hakaron, lo machar es haprados. If I sold a wagon, then the animals, the mules that are pulling the wagon, do not go along with the wagon. With the machar es haprados, lo machar es hakaron, and vice versa. They're each a separate, independent unit. Machar es hatzemed. If I sold the tzemed, what's the tzemed? Rashbam says, hu ha'ol. It's the yoke. It's what holds all the animals together. So again, they are all separate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hadam in Modiin. Rabbi Yehuda holds, in this case, the value of what you paid, just check it out. See how much he paid. Did he pay enough for one or for both? We've had many times in the past that we don't say Dam in Modiin. So we'll have to see what's unique about this case. So Ketzad, what does the Rabbi Yehuda mean? If he says, sell me your tzemet for 200 zuds, Hadar v'yadua, she had a tzemet but matayim zuz. Everybody knows that a tzemet does not cost 200 zuz, and therefore it must be that he bought the animals also. The Chachamim omrim, ein adam im raya. The Chachamim say, no, the damim is not a raya, and therefore it's either got to be, you assume it was a gift, or you assume it was a mekachtos. One of the two. But it cannot be that it was a, he just gave it, ein hadamim, ein hadamim raya. So Vayder, says the Gemara, Tani Rav Tachlifa bar Marava Kamid Rabbi Avo, Macharis HaKaron, Macharis HaPrados. Right, we have a brisa that says, you sold the prados if you sold one or the other. But our mission says the opposite. So Amalei is Samyei. He says, okay, should I erase it? Should I take this brisa out of circulation? Should I remove it? Amalei lo, titargem masnisach ba'adukin bo. No, our Mishnah must be a case where the saddle is already on the animals. It's already a unit. So there you could say it's sold with it. That's the brisa. Our Mishnah is not sold with it. That's where they are separate. So an interesting discussion in the Maris Hadaf here, that there was a case in Piskei Dinei Yerushalayim, Dinei Mamonis. He quotes that there was a case where a yeshiva in Yerushalayim purchased a Sefer Torah for $22,000. And when the Torah was brought and they were going to pay for it, they gave shkalim equal to $22,000. And the sofer says, I want American dollars. I'm not interested in any value of American dollars. So they came to a Beis Din. And the Beis Din tried to discuss, when somebody just says dollars stam, what do they mean? Do they mean American dollars? Do they mean Canadian dollars? Do they mean other dollars? And also, whatever dollars they mean, does it mean dafka in that currency? Or does it mean other things that people mean? So they talked about this Gemara in the Psak Din. When people say something, you know, what does it mean? Do you go by the rove? Do you go by the miut? Let's just do the next Gemara. They add in also. The Gemara says, "Machar the tzemel, machar the bakar." V'chulu, hey, chidami. What's the case of machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? E lema dekaru letzim that tzim do lebakar bakar that they each call each one separately. So pshita, tzim da zavanle bakar lo zavanle. So obviously they're separate. If I'm selling you a chair, right? Obviously I don't mean a table. I'm selling you a chair. Ella dekaru le nami lebakar tzimda. But if everybody calls bakar tzimda, the whole unit is called tzimda, then kuli zavanle. That obviously it should be sold. So lotzricha ba'asu the karol tzimda tzimda lebakar bakar. Really, it's separate. V'ikanami the karol lebakar tzimda. But some people call bakar tzimda also. So because of that suffake, Rabbi Yehuda sover damim modiim. In this case, you could check out that could be the kasev ashlishi lahachria. You could look at the value. Rabbanan savri ein damim modiim. And the Rabbanan say you cannot. So this in this case of the piskei dinim, they talk about what do people use. So he says most people. People use dollars, the word dollars, to mean American dollars, but do they mean that you have to pay it in dollars? So the Beis Din thought yes. If somebody says, I'm buying it for dollars, then the assumption can mean that the payment will be in dollars as well. Nobody knows what the rate's going to be, so therefore, they made the yeshiva pay it in dollars and not just in the shkalim equivalent. Okay, just one other ha'ara I wanted to mention before we finish, and that is the sugya that came up in Amud Aleph, and that's the issue of Zechiyah. Right? We know the big issue of Zechiyah is somebody zocha on behalf of someone else. So what is the relationship that Rishonim discussed in a number of places, in Kiddushin and about Metziah, of Zechiyah and Shlichus? Right? Zechiyah is, right, I get it on behalf of you, but you didn't say a word to me. Shlichus, I appoint you to do something for me. Is there a relationship between the two? So that is a major machlokas Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos and the Rush and others all hold that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. They are all connected. The Ran also jumps ship from the Chachmei Sfarad here and holds like Rashi and Tosfos and the Rush. Right, those are the Rush and the Ran. They all hold Zechiyah mitam shlichus. What does that mean? So there's a language of the Tosfos and Rush in Meseches Kiddushin. Ki'ilu asa'o shliach lizakos ba'avuro. He puts Zechiyah very close to shlichus. It's as if he appointed him. As if he appointed him. Rashi and Gittin has a little different lashon. Anan sadi, denicho le shetehe shlucho. it's obvious that he would want him to be his shliach. Meaning it's a shlichus without appointment. The Tosafot of Rashi says it's as if there was an appointment. Rashi says it's a shlichus, right, without an appointment. But again, either way, both of those mafarshim put zechiyah very close to shlichus. Other rishonim, though, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva all hold no. Zechiyah is lamitam shlichus. They're very different institutions. If you don't appoint someone, so then it's not shlichus. Shlichus is a chiddush, and we will limit that in any way that we can. So what is it? How does it work? If it's lamitam shlichus, so what is zechiyah? So the Kso says it's midin yad. It's an extension of you. It's an extension of your hand, but it's not that it is a shlichus. Reb Chaim like to say that even the Rishonim that hold that zechiyah is lamitam shlichus, that just means it's a different kind of shlichus, not exactly the same shlichus. Again, that's a big sugya. But just I wanted to mention one other source, and then we'll stop. And that is the Shumas Adashen. We mentioned this in the past. Shumas Adashen has a case in Simen Kuf Peches, which is Tali the Achronim say on Ar Chakira. The case is a woman makes challah, and she's letting it rise, and the owner of the bayis went out to do some errands. And the mishareses, who's in the house, sees, whatever the case is, that if she doesn't put the challah into the oven right now and process it and bake it, then the whole challah is going to get ruined. Maybe it's very hot and the challah is rising too much. It's going to get ruined. So what does she do? She's mafrish challah. She's mafrish challah for the owner and then bakes the challah. So the question is, do we say, zachal adam shlo b'fanav? Right, so that's the question of the Shumas Adashen. So it says the Shumas Adashen in Simin Kuf Pei Ches. Simin Kuf Pei Ches. Yireh, the shaper dami lemevet hachi. The servant did great. The kiva, the miskalkeles ha'isa, zechusula, the bailas abayas, v'zachan adam shlobofanav. It's zechiyah, wonderful. And this isn't just the Shumas Adashen, this is quoted in Yaradeya, in the Ramah, in Simin Shin Chav Ches, in Hilchas Chala. He quotes that, this is a Shumas Adashen. Says the Ksos on this Ramah, I beg to differ. Obviously the Ksos is not in Yaradeya, because the Ksos is only in Choshe Mishpat. We don't have a commentary of the Ksos, right? We have the Avni Miluam on Evan Ezer, we have the Ksos on Choshe Mishpat, and we have the Shev Shmaitza on Sugyas. So we gotta look elsewhere. But the Choshe Mishpat, the Ksos in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, he quotes the Shumas Adashen, and then he quotes the Ramah who quotes it, and then he says, V'yimki adati miut erki laharher achar piske maharai. Who am I? I'm a piece of dirt to argue with the Shumas Adashen. Uve prashik far holach acharav haramav ataz. Amnam lani as daiti tosis vrashbolo sfir lehachi. But I beg to differ. I don't think all the Rishonim would agree with this, because he comes up with what the Achronim call the principle of, we say zachin le adam shelo b'fanav, but not zachin me adam shelo b'fanav. Because zachin le adam means I'm giving you something. But what if I'm taking something on your behalf? Here you're taking. She's taking challah from the owner. Zachin me adam shelo b'fanav. Says the Ksos, I'm not sure if that would work. The Shulchan Aruch obviously doesn't think there's a difference. The Ramah doesn't think there's a difference. But the Ksos says no. You can't do it. V'im kein behind the mishareses to my precious challah mishal bala bayis. Ein bazeh shum zchus de lo amrin zachen lo adam shlo b'fanav el hechad zoch hamakabel be'ez adavar kovam mizach achivis leploni om mizach gel ishto avo mafresh mishal balabayis ein zeh zchus el nichusa. It's only okay. You can say I'll be happy, but that's not zchus v'shlichusa la mitaras nichusahu. And it has to be a real zachen lo adam. So it's a machlokas whether you say zachen me adam or not. So the Achronim say maybe this is totally on our issue. How much is zechiyah connected to shlichus or not? If zechiyah is mitam shlichus, and it is, there's a svara to it, that it's because, just like a shliach, you want him to act for you, you told him, so too zechiyah is like that, so maybe it would work. You look at it in more general terms. General terms, shlichus is you're happy with it, and zechiyah you're also happy with it. But if you say zechiyah is a new type of category, right, it's zechiyah. Right, it's not related to shlichus, which is l'chora connected to working on my behalf. So then maybe you would say zachin me'adam would not work because zechiyah is a chiddush. Even within zechiyah, mitam shlichus, you might say, is it a zeras hakasav? Is it a svara? But either way, this is an interesting machlokas between the Shumas Adashen quoted in the Ramah and the and the Ksos. Okay, well, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue on Sunday. Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos. Enjoy the Akedah, enjoy Pashas Vayera, and we will pick up Hashem next week.